83 degrees with an ongoing flash flood warning in effect for part of Davidson County and most of the counties southwest and northwest of Nashville. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. As Nashville voters begin to cast early ballots today, officials are reiterating one contest they won't be voting for. Nashville is no longer part of the 5th Congressional District. The city had been fully in the 5th until 2022 when redistricting divided the city. Now, the latest maps split Nashville into three parts, and the fifth isn't one of them. Here's Davidson County Election Administrator John Richardson.
Everyone is familiar with the 5th Congressional District, and historically, Davidson County has had the 5th, like forever. Well, now the questions we're getting is, I see the advertisements on TV, but I can't vote in the 5th. And the answer is, that's right.
Davidson County sent more than 470,000 letters to voters to explain the new districts, along with revised voter registration cards. For the most part, polling places have not changed, but voters should check their card to make sure they know their districts. Early voting runs for the next 2 weeks. Christopher Nolan's epic movie The Odyssey is in theaters today, but there's only one screen in Nashville that's showing the movie as Nolan intended audiences to see it, in IMAX 70mm. That might sound like it's not fair, but it's actually a blessing. There are only 41 theaters in the world that have the technical capacity to show a movie in IMAX 70mm, and Regal Opry Mills is one of them. To show it, Regal is employing three specialized projectionists to work in shifts around the clock to keep the reels rolling. Regal Cinemas is headquartered in Knoxville. Their SVP of U.S. content, Brooks LaBeouf, says the extra effort is worth it.
I mean, listen, it's a 3,000-year-old story, and it's being told with the biggest canvas ever invented. I think that there's something that no one saw with that, that he wanted to pay it the respect that it deserves. The frame's so big that it fills your entire field of vision. From floor to ceiling, you're not just watching Odysseus's voyage, you're on the ship.
Regal Opry Mills promises at least a four-week run of The Odyssey in IMAX 70mm. The Belcourt Theater is also playing the movie on 35mm film. You can find more news online anytime at WPLN.org.